number 25 to Boston will now begin boarding through... You know what? It might be fun if I gave you an official farewell in the language of the original settlers of Nantucket, the Algonquin Indians. Hapu ni tam moshup. You're not likely to hear that again, seeing as how almost the entire tribe was wiped out in a flu epidemic. Apparently, the Algonquin were not a healthy people. I think what they lacked was vitamin C. Well, of course, try to grow citrus in this climate.
Gate one.
Hapu ni tam moshup.
Hey, Lo.
Hey, Tucker.
Hey, Lo.
Hey, Duck.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, back at you.
Hey, right back at you with the hey thing. So, Tucker, what brings you here today?
It's Tuesday, you momo.
Oh, giant. I forgot. Tuesday, we go out to the dump.
Excuse me, Lo. Why do you go to the dump on Tuesdays?
Momo.
Tuesday nights, a bunch of us get together and drive out to the dump and shoot rats, Antonio.
I came for some money. I need to buy the beer and ammo.
Beers, guns, and a bunch of idiots. Now, there's an episode of Rescue 911 just waiting to happen.
So, you boys shoot rats?
Oh, it's much more involved than that, Antonio. First, we drive out to the dump and we face our pickups to the dump. Then, we turn off the lights and sit in the dark drinking lots of beer. Then, at the stroke of 11, we bang on the lights, and as the rats run squealing for cover, we open fire. Making sure to lean out the window first. So, you want to join us tonight?
Sounds like fun, sure.
Okay, great.
Great, I'll see you later.
See you, Antonio. Sure was nice meeting you. Can't wait to see you again tonight. What'd you have to ask him to come along
for? It seemed like the polite thing to do at the time. And besides, nobody ever said yes before.
Joe, who do I talk to about getting somebody banned from the airport? Some jerkwater helicopter pilot crosses right in front of me on takeoff.
Oh, you too? That idiot cut me off this morning.
Oh, what is this? What is this, Nantucket helicopter tours? How'd this guy ever get set up on the island anyway?
Diane.
Oh, Helen, please, please, okay? This is pilot talk. Don't you have an egg to fry or something?
Yeah, I know just what you mean, Brian. Just what we don't need around here is some hotshot chopper pilot.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, this guy's got to be taught a lesson. I say we find this
You just found her.
You're the...
Boys, you meet Alex Lambert, owner of Nantucket Helicopter Tours. Alex, meet the Hackett brothers. That's Brian and that's Joe. I'll go into more depth, but there is none.
Charmed. Oh, by the way, Slick, I get my clearance from the tower, so if you have a traffic problem, talk to them.
Entirely reasonable.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
The tower, that's where the problem is.
Wow. Talk about drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, man, you're telling me. I mean, we're talking no wedding ring or visible panty line.
Let's just get this straight, Brian. I am the one who's asking her out, okay?
Joe. That woman is a thoroughbred, okay? I'm a world-class jockey. You are Merle the stable boy. So just brush your tooth, and if I need you, I'll call you, okay?
Excuse me, guys.
Talk to him. I'm busy. Okay. So, Alex.
Yes.
I don't know if,
Helen?
Right, Helen. I don't know if Helen told you, but I'm the owner of Sandpiper Air.
Oh, I've seen your airline, Ace. The little blue and white job? It's cute.
Yeah. Cute's pretty much what you were shooting for, wasn't it, Joe?
Oh, about the nickname, sorry. I'm really awful with names.
Oh, hey, no. That's fine. I kind of like Slick. Actually, in the market for a new nickname. Getting a little sick of the old one, the Piston. So, where'd a gal like you ever learn to fly a chopper, huh?
Gal.
Forget him. We only recently chipped him out of a glacier.
No. All I meant was...
That's okay, Slick. I'll give you one for free. I learned to fly in the Army. Flew an Apache in Desert Storm.
Really? You were in the Army?
Having trouble wrapping your mind around that one?
No. My mind is fully wrapped.
So, what brings you to Nantucket?
When my tour was up, I went into business down in Florida, and I thought I'd try it up here and see if I like it any better.
Oh, really? Really? Well, you know, you being from the military and all, Alex, we might have a lot in common because I was in NASA. Phew.
Did you by any chance know Chris Matthews?
You know, Brian wasn't at NASA too long.
It just so happens that I do know Chris Matthews, a great guy.
Chris Matthews is a woman.
Well, yes, I know that. I know that. But I see, I meant guy in that non-specific, gender-free, unisex kind of way.
Yeah, like Miss America. What a great guy.
I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I'll see you guys. And I mean that in that non-specific, gender-free, unisex kind of way.
Still, I wish you two would stop acting like... Oh, brother. I wish you two would stop acting like a couple of hormone-crazed, sex-starved teenagers.
Oh, what the... Come on, get at it.
Hey, boys, save your energy. I know women. That lady doesn't even know the two of you are alive. There's a certain look they get when they're not interested.
Now, could you get a more expert opinion?
Joe, this is actually really very simple. I sense that Alex desires fun. I am fun. You are not fun. End of story. Okay?
Don't be pushing me.
Hey, don't be pulling me, okay?
You brought up that old NASA story.
Well, at least I have a story, man. What have you got to brag about? The time you built that patio furniture?
Hey, got a lot of compliments about that.
I remember once when I had two men chasing after me.
Oh, but you were flattered by all the attention, right?
Not really. When they caught me, they stole my purse.
That could very well have been the purse where Faye kept all her marbles.
Morning, Helen.
Hey.
Can I have some coffee, please?
Sure, Alex.
Faye, can you handle this?
I was going to sit... No, I was going to sit there.
Tough luck, boys. The eagle has landed.
You're welcome to take this one.
Oh, hey, look who's sitting here. Alex, we didn't even see it.
Alex?
How are you?
Thanks. Excuse me, boys. Oh, one more thing.
Sure, right here. Name it.
Come on. I was talking to Helen. Can you recommend a good health club on the island?
Oh, well, I can recommend the only one. That's the Water Street Gym.
Thanks.
Okay.
Oh. Feel free to fight over my seat.
I thought that's what they were doing.
Hey, lol. That was some good time out at the dump last night.
Yeah?
I guess I got pretty lucky.
Oh, I would call it more than luck. You bagged more rats in one night than anyone else has gotten in 2 years.
Well... I sure like your friends.
And they seem to like you, too. Or maybe that didn't occur to you when they hoisted you on their shoulders and paraded you around the pile of burning tires.
It's all still such a blur. Anyway, your friend, Hey Tucker, called me last night.
Tucker called you?
Well, yeah, he said everyone had such fun. They want to have another rat shoot tonight.
Well, what do you and your cronies have planned next? A Caribbean cruise?
What's wrong with Lowell?
He seems upset that I shot better last night than he did.
You didn't show him up in front of his Tuesday night rat club, did you?
Well, I suppose shooting that one rat over my shoulder with the mirror may have been over the line. How can I make things right?
Did you ever see a musical called Annie Get Your Gun?
No.
Well, it's about this cowgirl, and she's in love with a man, but it's not working out because she is a better shot than he is. So to win him over, she arranges to let him beat her in a shooting contest. Well, it's blatantly sexist, but I always seem to tap my toe in spite of myself. You see what I'm suggesting?
You're saying to win back Lowell's friendship, I should take him to a musical.
Sit down, dear. Now, we'll go over it one more time.
Oh.
doing?
Well, I wish I knew you were going to be here. I got a jar of artichoke hearts at home. Can't get the lid off the damn thing for the life of me. Off silent type. What the hell are you doing here? Well, right now I'm composing a thank you note to the man who invented spandex.
Come on, Brian, admit it. You were hoping to bump into Alex.
Oh, and just what do you think you're doing here? Hoping the village people will make a comeback? What is this? What is this? Is this your idea of a beard? You look like a chia pet.
Stop looking at it!
Yeah, blind man's butt.
Yeah, what is that? Help.
Hey, yeah, blind man's butt.
More torque.
Hey, Brian, look who's here. Oh, hey, Alex, who'd have guessed you'd be here, huh?
Anyone who was standing there when I asked Helen which gym to go to?
Well, let's take a little run. Ah, it's nothing like it. Are you a runner?
They kind of encourage it in the Army.
Oh, yeah, right, of course they do. Yeah, I just do it to keep up the old cardiovascular. I love it.
My brother, he's so modest, you know. He's like, you'd never, ever hear it from him that he was one of the best milers who ever came out of Sconset High.
I really don't think Alex is interested in, God, this is invigorating. They actually have a nurse here on the premises?
Excuse me, I'm gonna go work on my deltoids.
I don't know what those are, but if you get tired, I'll work them for you. Oh, hey, wait. So, you never mentioned, where you're from originally.
Look, when I come to the gym, I come to work out. I'm not here to socialize.
Oh, hey, me too. I'm there. Okay, cool. Because, you know, when I'm here, when I'm at the gym, you know, I'm in a zone. It's just, it's me, my machine, and my muscle group, you know?
Slick.
Excuse me. I'm trying to focus, okay?
When you're through focusing, you might want to turn around because you're in that thing backwards.
Yeah, well, apparently you don't know how they use this machine over in Europe. Well, about ready for some leg presses, huh? 300. About my weight. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Little help. Here, little help.
You need some help?
Yeah, Joe, little help.
There we go. Little help.
No, not hindrance. No, not hindrance, help.
No, help.
Little help.
Well, I'll see you around, Ace. I'm going to go do a guts and butts class.
I'm right behind you.
Oh, boy. Oh, I got a wedgie happening here you wouldn't believe.
Hello, I never saw a shooting like that before in my life. Especially that one rat you picked off the hood of that rusted out Buick.
You were like a man possessed. And believe me, I know whereof I speak.
Well, I don't know what happened to you last night, Antonio, but the guy sure got a kick out of how you couldn't hit any rats. Even the big, slow, dumb ones.
Hey!
I was talking about the rats, Tom. Well, I guess that first night must have been beginner's luck.
Well, I guess it was.
Oh, look at the time. Gotta run. I am performing that brain surgery at 9.
And I got a meeting with the board of directors at 11.
And let's not forget about our 4 o'clock tee-off time at the country club.
This is really funny, but what do we do anyway?
You sure are lucky to have such friends.
I know. But I'm lucky to have you also, Antonio.
What do you mean, love?
Well, I know what you did last night. I mean, you missed those rats on purpose just to make me look good in front of my friends.
How did you figure it out?
Oh, I may be a humble mechanic, but I know my musical theater. Annie, get your gun. Imperial Theater, 1946, 1,041 performances. The Merm was brilliant.
Good morning, Helen. Mr. Universe. Helen, listen, have you seen Alex? Because I've got these fresh...
Yeah, forget it, Joe.
She's not here.
Oh. Daisies for Alex. What a magnificently uninspired choice.
Yeah, well, Brian, normally I would agree with you, but Alex's mother tells me they're her favorite.
Her mother's?
Oh, yeah, we had a lovely little chat this morning. See, I got her number from the application to the health club.
You called her mother? You called her mother?
Well, I didn't call her mother yet. For now, it's still Adele.
There's an end run, brother. I cannot believe you sung so low. I can't believe... I can't believe I didn't come up with it myself. Oh. But I can't.
Look, Helen, he's upset. Brain vein.
Give me that. Give it to me.
Just be quiet.
No, I'm not going to be quiet.
Sit. I would like to inform the two of you that you've been behaving like asses. When are you going to learn that when both of y'all fall for the same woman, it's always trouble? Remember Teresa Flahive in seventh grade, huh? And what about Peggy Springer in high school? Oh, and let's not forget the infamous Carol. Or have you forgotten your ex-fiance and your ex-wife?
No, that was very different, because Carol couldn't fly a helicopter.
That's it. I washed my hands of this whole thing.
I think maybe she has a point.
No, I don't know, maybe. We have been acting pretty goofy the last few days.
Yeah, we have gone over the edge.
So what do you say? We both stay away from her?
Yeah, I think it'd be good if we just let the whole thing go.
Yeah, I think we have to, and you know why? Because we are the Hackett brothers. We don't let anything come between us, am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, we don't go chasing after the same women. Women come chasing after us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are in control.
Yes!
Hey, you two, we're having a meeting right now in the office.
What does she think she's... We're the Hackett brothers. Nobody bosses us around.
Yeah, you're damn right. I say we make her wait.
All right, that's long enough.
Let's go.
Well, Alex, it's really kind of good that you're here because...
Let this be my meeting, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm on Nantucket to get my business up and running, and the last thing I want or have time for is a new relationship. So, you see, you guys are spending way too much time pursuing something that's not going to happen. Now, you can brag, you can exercise, you can even sit there with those goofy looks on your faces and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Whatever you do, stop it.
Are you finished? Because before you start feeling just a little too good about yourself,
we have already decided that we are going to stop chasing after you.
That's right, that's right. Because we're the Hackett brothers. You know what that means?
Let's see. I know it isn't cough drops.
I'll tell you. It means that when it comes to women, we are in control.
See, you're not interested in us. We are not interested in you.
And the world will just go on a spinning.
Fine. So this is good. We have an understanding.
Yes, we do.
You know... Maybe this is all for the best, because when you get right down to it, I really find only one of you attractive.
Huh?
What's up?
I think I just did a bad thing.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Let's hear it.
What did she think she's trying to pull, huh? We're the Hackett brothers. We're in control, am I right? Joe, am I right?
Why would she say that?
Payback, I guess, for putting up with all their nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a woman, Helen. You know what it's like when guys are hitting on you all the time.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, I think it was pretty obvious who she meant. I mean, she was looking right at me.
She was looking through you to look at me.
Oh, no. She was not.
Stop it. It's happening again.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It's not.
Stop it.
I'm feeling a little guilty. I mean, they're really not bad guys. They're just jerks. Yeah. I'm gonna go in there and let them off the hook.
What? No way, don't you dare. They deserve this. Let that little burr stay under their saddles till it rubs them good and raw.
I'm impressed. You know, behind that sweet, innocent exterior, you may actually be worse than I am.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Listen here, Missy. We were in there talking, and we decided that we were not born yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You see, we are the Hackett brothers.
You're in control, right?
Just as advertised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that little stunt that you just pulled in there about finding only one of us attractive, that was a very nice try, but we know a bluff when we see it, and that was a bluff.
You're right, it was.
Yeah, you darn right. What?
It was a bluff. I don't find either one of you attractive.
Yeah, you bet your life you don't.
Guess we told her. Yeah, we'll see you around.
Yeah, did that come out the way it was supposed to?
I don't know. I got kind of lost there.
Yeah, but we're still in control, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're even stupider than I thought.
Up next on Nick at Night, the return of the phony courtroom neck brace. A staple of classic situation comedies, the phony courtroom neck brace has decided to make its long-awaited comeback wrapped around Shelley Long's neck. Don't miss this historic event. Stay tuned.